Hi, I'm Dr. Paul Hafner. Welcome to Sports Psych in a Minute, your weekly resource for insights and tips into the psychological side of equestrian sport. I get several publications, and one of them I get is the Psychology Today, and I was flipping through this afternoon and found this article on why we focus on the wrong things. And they went on to describe five things that people do. One is that they imagine or predict the worst, that they ruminate on negative things or bad things that happened in the past. They worry all the time about what others think about them. They have a feeling that they and what they're doing is not good enough. And finally, they never seem to be satisfied. They always want more and more and more. And I swear to God, as I was reading this stuff, I saw, did they sit in on my consultation sessions with riders, particularly riders who are competitive? These are the five things that people come in with all of the time. I really liked about what they had to say about that. Their point was pretty straightforward and simple, and I think a really valuable one for us to remember. The first thing, which may not sound all that hopeful, but really is that you're not going to stop yourself from thinking about these things. This kind of thought pattern, these negative thought patterns, while at times are more or less common or more or less frequent in our lives, they're things that are rooted in our effort to survive at a time and place that's very, very different from the 21st century. All of us are going to have at least some of those thoughts some of the time. And if we get into the business of trying to eliminate those thoughts, we end up in a battle with ourselves and one that we're not going to win. The other piece of advice that they offered, which I also think is really helpful, is that one of the things that's really going to make a difference is to place these thoughts into perspective. And what I mean by that is you're going to take these thoughts, acknowledge that we have them, but then apply some sense of understanding as to why we have them. And if we can understand where they come from in the development of humans over time, if we can understand and appreciate that these kinds of worries and anxieties were all about either safety or maintaining community. Both of those things were vital interests back thousands and thousands of years ago, and in some ways actually are still important today, but just not in the same way. And if we can remember that those thinking patterns are part of our more primitive attempt to keep us safe and connected, then it's easier to both acknowledge them, but also acknowledge that they're not meaningful right now for us and today, and that we can refocus our attention on what we need to be focused on in order to perform our best or meet the expectations of a current situation. This has been Sports Psych in a Minute. I'm Dr. Paul Hafner. I'll look forward to seeing you next week.